This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, November 28th. God's word for you today is, How far? Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 15. And it says, The Lord said to Abram, After Lot had left him, Lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which you see I will give to you and to your posterity forever. What name are you answering to? Some time ago, I was to meet with a gentleman at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so I got there 10 minutes earlier. However, the gentleman I was supposed to meet with showed up 20 minutes past 2, and he was acting like everything was normal. I told him I had been waiting for him for 30 minutes and that he was 20 minutes late. Guess what his response was? We are Nigerians. Do not answer that name. I get to the traffic light and the light is red. Red means stop, right? The fact that you are in Nigeria does not mean you should answer to disorder. It is a limitation. Countless times, the light has turned red and the people behind me are blaring their horns and abusing me. I just stay there and refuse to move. Some even shout from their windows, Oga, but no motor they pass. Move. In other words, no cars are coming from the other side. Just keep moving, even though the light is on red. But I refuse to answer that name. There are names that you should refuse to answer. Just refuse to answer that name. The first thing that determines your limitedness or limitlessness is the words spoken over you. The second is the words you speak. The third is the name you bear. The fourth is how far you see. There had been conflict between Lot and Abram's men, and Abram told Lot to choose which side of the land he wanted. Lot chose the greenest part, and Abram said, Fine. Watch out for people that will not push for their rights. Every time you do not push for your rights, God will fight for your rights. But every time you fight for your rights, that is all you can get. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 15 says, After Lot had gone, the Lord said to Abram, Look as far as you can see in every direction, north and south, east and west. I am giving all this land as far as you can see to you and your descendants as a permanent possession. For some of us, Lot has to leave before God will speak. It was after Lot had left that God said to Abram, Look up. The interesting thing about Lot was he looked in a direction. But with Abraham, God said, Look in every direction. North, south, east, west. Look all around. Everywhere you can see, including Lot's portion, is yours. God is saying to you, lift up your eyes and look to the north, south, east, and west. What can you see? I say over you, you will see as you ought to see. You will see far and you will see in every direction. In Jesus' mighty name. Let us pray. Father, eyes that see are a gift from you. Therefore, I receive eyes that see far in every direction, north, south, east, west, as the Lord commands me, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.